In our new series, World War II's Greatest Battles, we chart five pivotal moments that shaped the course of the conflict with military historian James Holland. New episodes drop every Thursday on the History Extra podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/History Extra. Just go to Indeed.com/History Extra right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Wondersuite from Bluehost.com. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and get a unique WordPress website or store right away. From there, you can customize your design, colors, and content. And Bluehost automatically helps you get found in search engines like Google and Bing. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins, Bluehost makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Learn more at Bluehost.com/Wondersuite.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Cuban Missile Crisis is a moment where we really came incredibly close to nuclear war, much closer than people realised at the time.
By the time John F. Kennedy becomes President of the United States on the 20th of January 1961, the relationship with Castro has already fallen apart.
Khrushchev in the early 60s saw America as his arch rival.
The way he put it, very colourful Khrushchev language, was, why not throw a hedgehog down Uncle Sam's pants? So the hedgehog was to be nuclear missiles that he would station in Cuba.
On the 16th of October, 1962, US President John F. Kennedy was made aware of the presence of Soviet nuclear missiles in Cuba, just 90 miles away from the shores of the United States. The 13 October days that followed are some of the most dangerous in modern history, as the world stood on the brink of mutually assured nuclear destruction.
Did they really think that if the US invaded Cuba, that they would give the order to fire these missiles in Cuba and obliterate Washington?
In our new History Extra podcast series, we'll be marking the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis, exploring the long roots of the nuclear standoff and the perspectives of the nations and figures at its centre.
If you look at the records of those first two ExCom meetings, John F. Kennedy's position is clear. He believes that he must respond militarily.
In Khrushchev's eyes, the Cuban missiles were a Cuban cure-all for all of these problems. But I also say it was a cure-all that ended up curing nothing.
We'll reveal how much of the crisis was down to the political posturing of macho strongmen, and how much of its resolution was due to diplomatic skill or luck. And along the way, we'll be investigating just how close the world came to the precipice.
There was a huge range of missiles already pointed at the United States, and the United States, of course, had missiles pointed at the Soviet Union. It was extremely close, and there was a lot of pressure on both sides.
On the surface, it looked as if, well, you know, we'll handle it if it comes. But people knew that these precautions were basically a joke and we would be done for.
Episodes will be released weekly in this feed from the 1st of December.